idea what it is. So I think we'll just give the word to Holger.
Yeah. So I'm also in the video team. I even have a little bit less time. So I skipped this outline because we learn anyway what I'm talking about. It's about Debian community org. First, a bit about me. I'm using Debian since more than 10 years. Got involved with the fully automatic installer. Work on the Debian Edu distribution. Do QA work. Been a DevConf organizer. Attended DevConf 3 and 4 without wanting to become a Debian developer. And then I finally decided I want to become a Debian developer. And it took me quite some time, though mostly it's my fault, and I don't blame the others for the other 9 months. And then months ago, I registered Debian Community.org to try to improve the Debian community for mostly for people who are not Debian developers, don't want to be, or maybe want to become developers later. How many of you are Debian developers or are in them? And how many of you aren't? The rest, obviously. I went to LinuxConf Australia and saw two talks which inspired me to do this. The one talk, How to Hurt Cats, was about the Ubuntu community, which was impressive about the Ubuntu numbers, though I think Debian has as impressive numbers. But it was also for me insightful to see how much effort this guy or Ubuntu puts into the community for. And the other was about Passionate Users by Casey Sierra, which I really suggest everybody of you who works with users to watch it. She had the nice example, she's interested in horses. And in horses, when you do horses and horse training, you get these bands that you have done this training, like with karate as well, you get this yellow belt and the black belt and the orange belt. And the idea with all these levels is that it's very easy to achieve the first level, so you have motivations to get to the next level and it gets harder. And in Debian, the first step, becoming a developer, is very hard. And also the idea that there's, it would be good that there's something in between developers and claim users is the wrong word there. But there's nothing really in between. So either you're a developer or you are somebody outside of Debian. The basic idea of Debian, so I thought, what can I do or what can Debian do to make Debian people more happy about running Debian and to get more involved? And I came up with email addresses, because also in Australia one guy showed me an email, a business card with his Ubuntu.com email address, and he was really happy about it. He lived in Chile and just blogged on Planet Ubuntu about this idea yesterday. And Planets, because on Planet Debian it's only for Debian developers and people in DD, and t-shirts, because everybody loves t-shirts and it's a good way to show them. And also there have to be some goals, I think. I'll get into this in a little bit more detail. Translation is important because not everybody speaks English. Some rules, I think, are useful, not too many. And as I said, it's not only for, or the majority of Debian users are not developers and will probably never be. Yeah, email addresses. I thought about using community Debian net, but I think Debian community org is just fancier. And I got some feedback from people who share this idea. I'm not sure how to do it actually on the server, because I expect it to have quite many accounts, and then it's a really huge email system. So maybe just forward the mail to some other address and allow SMTP after pseudocop, or I'm not really sure. Somebody wants to help on this, just inside the mail or of anything, help is certainly welcome, appreciated. But the basic idea is to give people an email address, which they can use, and also then spread the idea and the other things of the other goals of Debian community. planets to so that people, so that blocks get the grid collected and you know what planet is, I guess. Open for everyone. This is the same with the email, where to draw the lines, so I rather don't want to draw lines so much. And also have localized planets, because many people don't blog in English but in their local language. This localization is, I think, a very important part of the Debian community org idea. T-shirts. Because there are many, many people here wearing T-shirts from conferences where they have been, because they are proud to have been at these conferences. They like the project, and they also are advertisement for the project. Yeah, that's the basic item. This is some kid wearing a Debian T-shirt. I think I'm getting too fast. But it's basic. Lots is just an idea, and also present the idea, and I really look for feedback. And I think goals are also important, because otherwise the idea will soon fall asleep. So in the long term, there needs to be something done to keep this effort going. And goals are usually useful that they are realistic and achievable, and if they're measurable, like what's done with the translation stats. Christian Pierre is really keen on getting this 100% done. And so I'm not, again, not sure how to define those goals, but I think as a goal to have these goals with these characteristics is good. Polish stable is one goal, improving documentation, again, for stable, but I think there are testing develops into its own stable distribution. Many people run testing all the time, so maybe sometimes people rather will improve testing, write documentation for this, which is good because it will improve the next stable distribution. And video tutorials are also, I think, a great way to show things because people are just too lazy to read. And it's some graphical user interfaces are also much easier to explain. I use Type3, a content management system, and the author made lots of videos how to use this content management system, and it's much easier to watch these videos than to read the documentation, and then you have to click there, and then you have to do this, and so some videos are really useful. There were also screenshots of the Debian installer, which just led to the installation process, and videos are better. It's easy today to make videos. It's documented from the Type3 project how to do videos, so it just needs to be done. Means to achieve the goals. The content management system of some sort. At the moment, the web page is just one HTML file which I wrote by hand. I think the wiki is good. Also suggestions about PHP My FAQ, and there's Drupal and Type3 and whatnot, and there's WML, which the Debian web pages use. But I think something simple is better. The only thing, problem with the wiki is the translation, and keep the translation in sync. And I think it's a good also not to use wiki Debian org because especially newbies are maybe afraid to mess up the Debian wiki. They'd rather have their own wiki and then copy the contents and develop contents there. Again, I'm open for suggestions. Yeah, localization or internationalization, or internationalization consists of localization. Debian is mostly from the developer side developed in English, and English is not the language which everybody speaks well or even can read or understand. So I think the Debian community should also be localized. But there's I'm not so much into localization. I'm not a member of the German team, so I the planets and the email I can do myself or can do most of this stuff. But for the translations, I don't have an idea to how to handle this. And I also think that the different local teams need some coordinators who coordinate the team itself and how to keep it in sync. The translation is the upstream Debian community or web page. But I think it's also fine if whatever the French team develops documentation about the new automatic installation in VI and another team does this, and it doesn't have to be in sync. I think localization is important. Yeah, Flameworks. Basically, it's quite simple to avoid Flameworks or to have a nice atmosphere, not only nice, but a pleasant atmosphere in real life. You just be friendly to other people and they will be friendly to you. This works on the net as well, but regarding to list, but this has nothing to do with this. I've been on mailing lists since more than 10 years, and every project has mailing lists, so Debian has Flameworks on mailing lists, so Debian should not be so much worried about Flameworks. I've still tried to improve it, but there will always be Flameworks. But I don't think Flameworks are good, so, and Debian often says that, Manoff wrote in the thread recently that about social CTTE, that who defines these rules, and the Debian developer body is mostly white European male, and those rules would also reflect that. And while I think this is true, I think some rules are good. So these are the rules I came up with. Be nice, respect others, and that's it. The rest is more. I'm not really sure about this email address for Debian related matters, and three strikes you are out is this the motto in the US, which is completely crazy in my opinion. But there has to be something. If you're not nice, what to do then? So maybe then get rid of the email address, be taken down from planet, but this has also the problem who decides this and how to handle this one. This is one of the things I'm most unsure how to do it. I looked into the Debian community guidelines, but they are too long. It's the same as the Ubuntu Code of Conduct, and I really, and this was also inspired by this talk from Casey Sierra, who founded the Java community webpage, which has one rule, which is be nice. So you look, you create an account there, and the terms of use you agree to is be nice. That's it.
I think there should be a second rule for the other side of the conversation, from don't overreact on things, because it's very easy to misinterpret an email.
Uh-huh.
And oftentimes people just overreact because they think people mean one thing, and that's completely not what was meant. So be nice is one side of the conversation. Don't intentionally be rude. But the other side is also from don't assume people are being not nice. Might very well be just miscommunication or misinterpretation.
Yeah, yeah. Let's call it and be nice. So I don't mind that this is explained in greater detail. And I think you're right. Don't overreact. Oh, you have to be nice, and this is getting. This is also, yeah. If you've been not being nice, this is three strikes and you're out. So is that being unfriendly once or three times? I would like to have official Debian endorsement for the project in the long term, but not now, because I want to get it started first.
Sorry.
What's the rules? need to be laid down, especially this and you're out aspect. But I don't want to start with it because I think people will be nice and will be not only be nice, will join this project to work together. And we will have problems, but we can solve them when we have problems. Maybe and before it's too late, definitely. But it's not the first thing we have to define. As it's not the first thing that I have to think about, or how we can make this an official Debian project or whatever. This is, I have this certainly as an important point on the roadmap, but not now. But I'm happy if you want to work on it now. Go ahead. Also, this is why I focused on design first, because I think people look at the web page. So, and I got three proposals. This is the first one. I think it's too. Oh, you can hardly see it. That's bad. But it's too fluffy. I like this the best because it's very clear. Mm-hmm. Looks nicer also on there. And this is the third one, which I think is also fine. What do you think?
Could I have seen the all three again?
Yeah, the demon is really good.
It's the contrast.
It's the contrast, huh? It doesn't look so great.
Well, too much.
The last one.
Right.
So we can fill it with it. So wouldn't we do like design one? Two. And three.
Nice.
So I now need to count, I think. I would say two and three are the same, I'm not sure.
There's one great difference between two and three. Two is easier to print. The three is on a grayscale, scales and transitions and such things.
If you want a different Celsius for printing, that's perfectly possible, so that's not really an argument.
I think I will let the designers decide. So I said, do the most, but do what you think, basically.
Can't you let the user decide what he wants to see?
Yeah, we could also provide different skins, yeah.
Yeah.
Fine. More work for the designers.
You still have to provide a default one, so you still have to choose.
They were made by Valesio Brito, by the way.
The three of them?
Yeah, the three of them. And there's another designer who's working on it. But the other one, Stephen Corbett, told me that I should first decide on his content management system before he wants to work on the design, because he doesn't want his work to be wasted. Which he convinced me. So I stopped this. The domain is registered. I have got from TVM a small machine now. Hosting is also resolved, so I can set up this machine properly this week. There's an Alias project, the community, because Alias only allows 12 characters. There's an SVN repository and the commit and the discuss mailing list. The SVN repository currently is only the web page, and the proposals are there, which are on the web page. First, I want to decide on the content management system, which I think will be MediaWiki, because there's NewbieDoc, which is another project on Berlinos, which is documentation for Debian newbies. And it's the easiest to copy the content around if it's the same wiki. On the other hand, if you want to copy the content to Moin Moin, then maybe Moin Moin would be better. What did Debian Wiki use before Moin Moin? There's conversion scripts, but this is technically detailed again. So first I want to set up the CMS. These dates, there are, I hope I will manage them. It will be done when they're ready. Then set up the mail, and then the planet, and then the t-shirt, and then let the fun begin and work on the content. That's it. Thanks.
Well, like to have some easy way to organize dinners or beer events, like to be able to easily register where's my location, and so I can actually, I don't know.
Meetups.
Yeah.
Meetups. Provide infrastructure that, okay, I have in my town this gathering, you are welcome.
Interesting.
What I forgot in these slides is I want to have also to-do lists, so to collect, which is not related to this, but it's, I just remember it. I saw this on the OpenSUSE SUSE community website. They have to-do list what has to be done, like what has to be documented and what has to be done.
It's a nasty question about existence. Isn't there a way somewhere in Debian that we fit for Debian community?
Debian is lots of communities. Also on the webpage, which is not here, I link to Alios, to Debian Women, to the two mentors, to the mailing list, to the various forums. Because the forums also have lots of users. The German forum has 20,000 or 18,000 registered users. The Brazilian forum has 6,000 registered users. So there are other areas already.
Quite. What will add Debian community? What will provide Debian community?
First and foremost, I think really the email addresses, planets, and this wikis to work on documentation and other stuff to improve it. The other things are more often documentation stuff. There are iOS projects as well. I think it's more a melting point, and I think the email addresses are also really key.
I think projects look very have clear. We're going to provide video instructions. Join us if you have interested in making documentation on when you make video documentation. Then you can answer the question, what does provide Debian community, email address, people being able to work on Debian, which didn't fit yet any other aspect of Debian, such as documentation and videos.
Yeah.
Then you have a real niche in your market where you can focus on. Finding a niche is a good thing.
Well, I think the niche is already there. If you see that discussions have been held in the last couple of years about translators or documentation writers that are not DDs, and a lot of them feel that they're not getting any recognition from the project. So getting them an email address would just be a little boon they get, and well, doesn't really mean anything, but they feel more involved.
I think it must mean, but maybe it's better to give the email addresses only to people who filed one bug or something.
It's a long email address. Might be worth finding a shorter domain name.
Yeah, I have exactly the same thought, and I was also wondering why I'm not using at debian.net.
Because at debian.net is maintained by the Debian System Administration. So you could get whatever DC Debian net. I think this doesn't sound for email address.
Yeah,
Community
Debian.net.
Yeah, Community Debian.net would be possible.
And but it's long again.
It's as long as
Debian people, Debian support. Debian supporters, .org.
As long.
You can count the characters.
Register probably D, whatever, 14.
14
wires.
You.
We mostly talked about integrating people in the initiative. Do you have any plans for local groups that are already country-based initiatives to form Debian communities? Do you want to act as a generic portal for them or welcome them within the initiative?
Not thought about this yet, but I think it's a good idea. I thought about getting local country-specific or whatever teams, but explicitly somehow integrating the Linux with Debian.
Did you think about any about what the criteria would be to become a member? Can anyone just fill out a form and then you're done, or is it a minimal thing? It should be easy. That's clear. Is there a barrier, or is it just
I think there should be a barrier to make it interesting. Maybe to get the email address easier than to get on Planet. File a bug to get an email address. Fix a bug to get on Planet. Maybe that's too simple.
It could be something like a Debian maintainer or developer has seen contributions of that person and sends a signed email to inform the system. Okay, he's a contributor. I've seen contributions coming in.
I think I realize now that I don't have to worry about the timeline, that I can shift it. Bit back and think about does this stuff more thoroughly, just good. There's a mailing list open for discussion, so you're all welcome to join. And I will watch the video and take down the notes then.
I must say I'm not very fond of the three layered alternatives you proposed. I think Debian has a problem with not being very sexy to people. And are you aware of the Debian Graphics website project?
What?
Debian Graphics. It's linked from our logos page, and it's a project with people working on Debian graphic oriented
artwork.
Sorry,
artwork.
Artwork. Yes, they do banners and logos and so on. Maybe those people might help doing something even better. Not that I want to.
For this web page or for the Debian desktop or
whatever? Well, I'd love to see that into Debian itself, but I think there's a long way until we see that. But it might start at the community website.
You also said then that the Debian webpage looks whatever, yes. Not so inviting to, looks old. While I agree, I think it's good to have a similar webpage with a modern layout, and then maybe just copy most of the style sheet to the Debian webpage. Because for the Debian webpage, this WML is also very useful, because all the translations are there. Transfer this into a different system is a lot of work. Unless somebody does this and sets it up in parallel with a different content management system, it will not be done. I can suggest many content management systems, but I don't have a way to transfer the existing web page. And providing good means for translations, then the Debian web page will stay in WML.
I think that would be useful if some kernel configs for desktop machines, really easy to download for people that want to install Debian, if not for a server but for a desktop machine.
There are existing projects doing this, just Debian desktop and Debian multimedia, which provide a low latency. But if people want to do it, fine, I'm happy. Maybe this what Jens said about the video tutorials to make something different. Then there could be a video how you go to the Debian desktop web page and download the kernel.
This makes maybe also probably cheaper. All these initiatives, all these projects going on, is there really one point or one single point that is listing all these projects and initiatives and stuff like that? Maybe this is also something that can be put up on the community page. So one central point that says this stuff you can find there, this project around Debian is going on there.
No, but this is
for many people. It's difficult to find the way around.
Yeah.
What is it? You know, essentially,
yeah.
Where can I start? Many people are saying that the community is something that's difficult to get into or to understand.
I think that would be useful to have something because people have different Google skills or don't have the idea to look on Google, and this is part why I want, why I suggested to work on stable, to document stable, because unstable changes all the time, and Debian also says, and I agree that users or new users should not run unstable on the machine, even if this is the only distribution which supports the hardware, which is a bit difficult. For those, there's now Debian installer with 2.6.20 kernel, but this is somewhere hidden on planetdebian.org and it's gone the next week. So then it will not be properly documented somewhere what to do, how to install Debian on new hardware, or how to install Sarge on new hardware.
The size of the name, renaming it in Debian Care. Yes, and having as mission making the Debian community visible.
What about spreading
Debian Care? Yes, the Dutch word for church.
Yes, care as care as healthcare or
care.
I know also as in. I care about Debian.
Go to the mailing list and start a discussion.
I don't think the long name is such a problem, because people mostly have email addresses in address books or reply or write this with email.
Problem solved.
Okay, thank you, Homer. And before you all leave, Holger can use some help in this set, so maybe someone's capable for that. And also, I would like to call for a volunteer to write a little report about the Debian room for instance, Debian Times, DebianCommunity.org, and other related websites. If someone is interested to just write up a small report, who's seen a number of the talks, and you would be interested. Also, if you have any feedback on the room or on the presentations, please let us know, let me know, or Miel Wouter. And yeah, we'll make sure next year gets even better. So, and thank you all for your attendance.